Welcome to Sexology 101. Listen to this. Go in your bedroom. Get in the bed. Turn off the lights. Have sex.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there on Ustream, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and of course, right here in Radioland. Welcome to the show. I am your girl, Miss Sapphire. And tonight, you know, I've never really done this on our new stream show, which is awesome. But it's good to have two ladies in the house. So I got to say, and especially like new booty in the house. I love it. You guys are just adorable, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Gorgeous ladies. Gorgeous ladies. I want to say welcome to Sadie Kennedy and Emma Snow. Thank you, girls, so much for coming out tonight. Honestly, thank you. Thank you. So you guys are new to this whole game. You know, how has it been like for you guys?
Well, I've been doing this for almost a year now. And oh, my God. It's incomparable to anything else. It's crazy. I just got her into it. She is new booty.
Oh,
I started less than a month ago.
Less than a month ago.
Brand spanking new.
Dr. Sam, did you take a couple of shots before you came and got these ladies?
Yeah, I did.
No, You're horrible.
Hey, I had a stressful day.
You had a stressful day. I think we all had a stressful week. I mean, it is Valentine's Day weekend.
I forgot, actually. That's how single and sad my life is.
No.
I had no idea.
You can't tell our people out there like that.
I had no idea. Oops.
That's what happens when you're single.
It's my favorite holiday.
Hey, it's my favorite holiday.
Never been dating someone on Valentine's Day, though.
Well, you know what? You're just in time, because we like to call it here, fuck your Valentine's Day.
Oh.
It's fuck your Valentine's Day, please.
There we go.
Okay?
I was worried.
No. See, I'm, like, in a relationship, but I say fuck this holiday, because it's such bullshit, right? Like, oh, we have to use the one day out of the week to say I love you to try to get some sex.
One day out of the year.
There we go. Because, you know, your birthday doesn't count either. It's just like, oh, happy birthday. Here's a birthday bang that you probably won't remember.
Yep.
There you go. Enjoy.
It's just so stupid. Like, if your relationship is good, I understand it's celebrating your relationship. But, you know, everyone, girls, you just fuck your boyfriend. And then you expect him to somehow, like, you judge how much he loves you based off of how good he was at getting you a random ass gift.
Thank you.
If he remembers.
Ugh.
I only like Valentine's Day because after Valentine's Day, all the candy goes on sale.
There you go. The day after. Go to Target, get the sweethearts.
Like 50 cents.
Yes. Or even go to the 99 cent store too. I was pissed at them, though. They were having Valentine's Day candy during Christmas. I said, what the fuck is this bullshit? Can we just get through the holidays first before we get to fucking Valentine's Day? Because I don't consider that a holiday. It's just bullshit.
No.
And, you know, single girls are out there probably going to kill themselves saying, I'm not getting any flowers and candy.
No, they're crying in the bathroom of some dance club.
Yes.
That night. All the girls are in the club.
That's probably where we're going to be, too.
You got to.
We'll actually be in bed with Netflix, most likely.
Yeah,
ooh.
Netflix and some ramen.
That's the way to do it. Am I guessing you guys are like some House of Lies fans or Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black. Oh, my God.
That's a fabulous show.
Right?
It made me attracted to women all over again.
Oh, my God. So are you guys both bisexual or like...
I'm into everything. I'm pansexual.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, I love this. Dr. Sam, you can leave now.
Oh, no.
Fellas, y'all can leave.
No, the show's done. I'm holding the camera.
Show is done. That's it. I'm taking these ladies home to play. That's it.
Oh, it's done with.
That's it. It's done and over with. But I like that. So you guys are single, providing every man's fantasy out there on the PS4 right now. Everybody's just like going crazy. They're like, oh, we're being ignored. You're not being ignored. We got time for y'all in a bit.
I just want to get to know them. We're not going to lie. Some of you are being ignored.
But yeah, somebody's actually out there. Okay. You might want to tell each other on camera like who you are. Because some people think that you're Jessica Ryan.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yes, please.
Jessica Ryan is a babe. First off,
yes, I saw one of you guys fingering her.
Yeah, we hooked up with her in Vegas.
That, yep,
And she is fantastic. She is a fox.
Yes. She that can is seduce you with like a 5 second stare.
Yeah, she was in here and the whole time was sweating bullets.
Oh my lord, that girl.
Right?
She sees through your soul.
She really does. Well, and she's a hot piece, everybody.
I am not Jessica Ryan. I am Sadie Kennedy.
There you go, everybody.
Popular on the internet for sex and for also vines.
There you go.
There you go. And this hot brunette, I love your pixie cut.
Thank you.
Cute. So cute.
I'm Emma Snow. I'm not popular on the internet because I just started.
You will be. Don't even trip, girl.
I'm getting there. I make videos with her, but
get in this frame.
That's about it.
Yeah, get in the frame. See, we got to act like we love each other. We just literally met like 5 minutes ago. But by then, we'll be all good. We'll be all good and ready. But everybody, if you want to talk to the lovely ladies, Sadie and Emma, you guys can call us right now, 866-987-2570. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite things. And then we were talking about it earlier, ladies, and you guys like it too, lingerie.
Oh, I love lingerie. I love it.
Now, are you like...
A lot of collect.
A lot of it?
Yeah, now, a lot of it.
Okay. Now, are you the modern lingerie chick or are you more classic when it comes to lingerie?
I'm a little all over the place. I mean, there's some days where I want that, you know, cheetah print bra and matching thong from Victoria's Secret. But there are other days where I really just want to see a nice white lace garter belt, stockings.
Definitely.
Corset, I love lace. Maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Lace is the best.
Lace is just sexy. I don't care what color it comes in.
Like when your underwear doesn't even have a waistband, it's just all stretchy lace.
Yes.
When your underwear
Because it cuts your ass so well.
It does.
It really complements it.
Definitely. And I think even for, you know, the Valentine's Day people, single or not, if you're getting that booty call, you definitely need some sexy pair of lingerie.
Oh, you better.
And
even
don't
if you're single.
Match. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you got to send your nudes out looking fierce.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. 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 Somebody already said that your vines, Emma, are just amazing.
No shit. Really?
Somebody just said
your
that.
Vines,
somebody
vines.
Just
My
said
vines?
That. There
My
you go.
Vines. Wow.
I will take full credit for directing at least one of those. And getting her into vining. Just want to.
Now, let me just say this.
They're fantastic.
Y'all look so young to be on camera, though. Like, how old are you guys?
We're 18.
I've always looked 12.
Oh, yeah, really. Me too.
I feel it. They're just.
Damn.
Right?
Holy shit.
Young, the real sexy.
Thing. Yeah. Real fresh 18.
I love it. I love it, though.
I feel young again.
It's like to venture off in everything. So when it comes to, and I always have to ask my porn stars, lingerie, I know that it must be hard as hell to just like go back to pictures and be like, did I just tweet a photo out in this bra like 3 weeks ago? Or, you know, how do you do it?
Honestly?
Because I get annoyed as shit. Like if I have to go back and look and I'm like, okay, if I took a picture with somebody, I can't wear my favorite shirt for like another month. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, I get that way with clothing. We own very little clothing because we keep it in suitcases, but merged my lingerie, her lingerie, and the lingerie of whoever is laying around. It doesn't get too repetitive, I guess. And if you notice the lingerie, not the fine-ass body underneath,
that's right.
On my Twitter
the other
anyways.
Thing is that like we have so much lingerie collected that it's like you can never run out of like mixed mats like options, you know?
Which and I like.
We find a better set every day because we just mix it up.
I just want to go diving in your lingerie pile because
you're more than welcome to.
No, please, definitely, because I'm just like I need new options.
Oh
I'm like,
gosh.
Oh, holy shit! You know, Vicky's does not, you know, cut it half
oh,
the
no,
time.
Oh no, you can never have enough. Lingerie, first off. And if you think Victoria's Secret is where you got to go for
no.
it.
No.
Some of the best things we own have come from Walmart.
There
oh,
you go.
Oh, gosh. All sorts of random things. And we have some great things. I have some great things from Walmart.
You can go to TJ Maxx and get the sexiest pair of underwear.
That is so true.
Ross.
They have like that Marilyn Monroe line that I love to death.
Why did I miss that? I've never heard about that.
Yes.
Is it still there?
It's still there. It's still there. You're in LA, honey, so you're going to find, you guys got to go and kick it over there and just find some of that lingerie over there and just see
what
we have to offer.
You've already inspired a big shopping trip. I cannot put the lingerie in out. Oh,
you got to do it.
Weakness for it.
And go to like Agent Provocateur. Some good, sexy, like the lacy, vintage Hollywood. I think that's like definitely the go-to right there.
You guys have Gilly Hicks out here, yeah?
Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh.
I think there's one, I'm trying to think if it's in Hollywood or Beverly Hills. You might need to check, but we definitely have one in there.
Oh gosh, they whip out some great shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some great things.
Gotta check it out. Everybody, 866-987-2570. We know you're calling, so you definitely have to check us out for sure.
Oh, that's the funny thing. People are calling, but they're so chicken shit. Once I pick up the phone, they're like, oh my God, and they hang up.
Don't be scared of Dr. Sam.
Don't be shy.
They're shy because they got these two beautiful ladies here. They get intimidated easily.
We're not superhumans. We're just like you. We want to talk to you.
Exactly. They're chill ladies.
Come on.
We do
weird things.
So now while we're on the topic of the lingerie, though. All right. I feel personally people just need to know. When it comes to the Valentine's Day, you have so many fucking options other than just like the typical bra and panties. You know,
you have so many more options.
Oh, yeah. Like there's things like the baby doll dress. I'm glad I can actually finally sew some shit on camera. Yeah, it can't go wrong with a nice little baby doll just like this.
Those are especially great for Valentine's Day because you wear those on an occasion. You wear those when you're going to get down.
Oh, yeah.
That is your seduce wear.
Definitely. So there we go.
I can't see anything.
Put on the cute little glasses. There you go, honey.
Little baby dolls.
Okay. Or if you just want to be like the young kickback fan, you know, just doing the simple like tank top, no bra, booty shorts.
Yes, that's what I live in. Spandex, boy shorts, and loose tank tops. And dudes, don't think that it's unsexy to get your girl comfortable lingerie because the more comfortable it is, the more often she will be in just that.
Now I have to say, you guys both agree that you would never let dudes buy you panties, right?
I would.
There's an exception. Actually, like 2 weeks ago, we were so shocked by this. We took a guy shopping. We were like, I really need underwear for this shoot, man. Can you take me to Fred Meyer. So we go there and he just whips out something. We showed him the bra that it has to match. And the first pick, he's like, what about this? And we're like, that's perfect. Wow. It was
really,
yeah, like, that's the first and only time that's happened.
Now, was it a thong? Was it booty shorts? Bikini?
It was an interesting cut. It was like full coverage in the front, and in the back, it was a thong with like a really thick waistband.
Yeah.
But the part that surprised me the most was, you know, he was reluctant. He didn't want to go in the lingerie aisle, and I made the deal. Okay, you can pick out the underwear if you come with us. And he matched it so solid. Ooh. I don't think dudes get enough credit. I just think, you know.
See, guys, don't be scared. Like, why do men, you guys love, and Dr. Sam, maybe you can, you know, answer this before we get to our first caller.
Of course.
But, like, why are men so surprised or shocked or scared to go to a lingerie store, but yet that's the only thing that you guys rather us be in besides being naked?
Because guys don't like to have to pick something that the girl think is going to be wrong.
Like, don't be scared. It's just panties. They're not going to bite.
But also, it's the you know how, like, guys are also afraid to ask for directions whenever lost in the car? They're afraid to go in case they can't figure out which one they want. They're afraid to go to the people that work there and ask, hey, what do you think is going to be the sexiest thing that a guy who wants to impress a woman by buying them panties? What would be the one that you would want me to buy you?
Yeah, the way I think about it, it's actually kind of sweet when guys buy you stuff because you may not think that you look good in it, but your man thinks you look really freaking good in it. So you should feel great when you wear them. It doesn't matter if you like them.
I like how she thinks.
My standpoint originally was going to be, you know, buy your girl something that she's going to feel so sexy in because she'll exude sexiness. But if you're not sure what kind of thing she's into, buy something that really turns you on and she will wear it for you, you know, sentiment.
There you go. And I think it's perfect because you can be somebody totally different with the lingerie. Just like with fantasy roleplay in the bedroom, you get some different lingerie. You can be that, you know, that $5 hooker on the street or that $10,000 hooker on the street. Or you can be that sexy, you know, nurse or the sexy geek. You know, there's so many varieties of lingerie. I mean, I personally love all kind of lingerie, but if I want to get like my nerdy girl on, I'm sorry, but I go for like the Batman briefs, comic book briefs from Hot Topic. I love that.
We have some Led Zeppelin boy briefs.
Where the hell did you find those?
Thrift shop down on Devonshire in Chatsworth.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I need some of that.
You reminded me. Does your lingerie, like the bra and panty set you pick for the day, does that kind of dictate your mood a little bit?
It does.
It does.
It really does. Like right now, I think I'm wearing Yeah, I'm wearing a gray bra. So I guess I'm kind of in between. You know, just like
gray can be sexy. What I wear when I'm, you know, it's a power color.
Yeah. Like I'm wearing like black panties, mm-hmm. but I'm wearing a gray bra. So I'm maybe
the color makes a big difference. Like, I could greet my man in a white corset and white panties, and I'd be angelic and innocent looking. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I change it to black, I'm fierce and I'm dominant. You know,
that's true. I think especially like black, you can never go wrong with.
Oh, no.
White, you can never go wrong with. If I'm going out,
nude colored.
We've been so into nude, and we really like hot pink also.
Hot pink I was just about to say, is a sexy color. Even purples too. Mm-hmm. Deep like if purples. I'm going out, it's all the way with purple.
I can never
definitely
wear
purple.
Green could never work.
Mm-mm. No. Green's just vomit style.
It's weird. Like lime green lingerie reminds me of doing really just cheesy mainstream porn in Miami. That's what they want you to be teen, and they put you in this bright like green.
Like being in that Spring Breakers movie.
It was like that. Just bleh.
There you go. It's just nasty.
It's the Chuck E. Cheese of lingerie.
Well, there you go, men. Do not do the green. Panties. Do not do that.
I don't care.
Dark lime green. Wait. Dark green is sexy. Just let me say that.
Dark green?
Yeah, like hunter green. That's
emeralds. And I have an emerald green bra with the red hair.
I need to try some of that. Ooh, that's like poison ivy over there. Mm-hmm. Which people have been calling you that all night?
Really? What do people say about me?
They've been saying
my fans are so quiet on Twitter and stuff, or they speak like a different language to me, and I don't know.
They're intimidated. That means that's like
don't
it's
be shy,
contact.
You guys.
Don't be shy. Obviously, you know. I'm not shy. I'm not judgy.
No, you guys don't seem shy at all. Y'all are just, I like these girls. They're chill and laid back. Tell it like it is. That's it. I like that. That's best. Now let's get to that caller though. He's been waiting. Who is it?
Right. He's been waiting for a while here. Adam.
Oh. Yo, what up, man?
Welcome to the show, Adam. So what can we do for you for?
What's going on, Sapphire? How you guys doing?
I'm so good. We're live right now with Emma Snow. You know, we got Sadie Kennedy.
What's going on? Actually, I wanted to ask a question to both of them. Which porn stars do you guys want to look forward to working with, and which ones are you really excited to, you know, go with as?
Ooh, I guess I will go first. Jessica Ryan.
Ours is the same.
Probably the same. We have a pretty similar list. Jessica Ryan, first off, is a babe. We love her. I've always wanted to work with Allison Moore, and she will be in an all-girl gangbang with me live this Sunday.
Both of us.
Gonna be crazy. Both of us are gonna be
doing
in
a gangbang with her.
I want to see this footage.
Look at the Twitter, or on my Twitter, there's, you know, the picture of all of us girls.
It's
someone
live.
Someone mashed them all up live.
It's live.
Live show.
You don't have to wait for it. It's,
that's
it's
great.
Sunday.
Oh man, gosh. That's crazy, dude. I would have thought Lexi Bell.
Oh, Lexi Bell is an idol for me. That's like, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to do. Kennedy Lee, though. Kennedy Lay? I think it's Kennedy Lay.
Oh, yeah.
She is too precious. Too precious.
That's crazy.
I want to work with Shay Snow so bad. Because she shares the same last name and stage name, and I feel like that has to mean something.
Is that the second most common porn name, by the way? Last name Snow?
Snow? I think number one
is Star.
Number one is Star, but I don't know. You can actually...
I'm curious to see. I've seen
Lee,
a lot.
Things like Lee and Fox are probably really,
Fox
really
Fox is
common.
Fox is going to be a good one.
Yeah, Fox
Stone is another one.
Taylor Stone, stuff like that, yeah.
Who would you like to see us work with?
Oh man, I would have to go between Brandi Taylor and Alexis Taylor.
Ooh, the Taylors.
Definitely some honest for sure.
I know.
I know. Well, knows.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for calling in,
babe.
You're welcome, guys. And you guys take it easy.
Right. Yeah, you too.
You take it.
Bye.
And I think he is gonna go take it. I mean, I don't know where he wants to take it, but...
He sounded probably, really excited about that.
A little bit.
So.
A little bit excited.
I hope he takes it home with him.
I hope he just splooged on the screen, though, too.
He's too excited and, like, starstruck, but in, like, 15 minutes, he's going to be finding that lotion.
There we go. Or if he has it, I think he was doing it already. He sounded a little bit out of breath already.
Was he going on a jog or something?
That's what I want to know.
I am flattered.
You're flattered.
I'm flattered.
There you go.
That's what I hope people do.
You got to. That's the way to do it. You can't go wrong with that.
Girls always get frustrated when they get creeped on, and I'm like, you were worth someone overcoming social norms to contact you. Like, someone broke social norms
to really let you know. Oh my goodness. Now, there's some questions that people are asking. They do want to know, what piercings do you guys both have? And by the way, if you guys are just now tuning in, we are live in studio with Sadie Kennedy and Emma Snow. Ladies, where can they find you on Twitter or on the internet? Where can they find you guys at the moment, by the way, before we get into the piercing question?
I am Sadie Kennedy XXX.
And I'm Emma Snow XXX. I guess that's easier.
There we go. And as far as, you guys have both Instagram and Vine or no?
My Vine is my baby. I have taken a sad break from it for a couple days, but I am constantly posting artsy little sexy things, funny things in my personal life. And you can find my Vines on my Twitter. And Emma Vines now too, and hers are erotic.
I love that. I try
to make them good.
You try to
I
make
based
them,
them because honestly, most of my inspiration came from hers, and I got so intrigued by hers, and I was in some of hers, and I was like, I need to do this. Because it's so fun. It's nice to have fans who want to see videos of your personal life, fans who actually want to know who you are, not just what you do and how you do it.
Oh, definitely.
And
definitely.
It's also fun to be able to, I mean, I'm working with directors and hair and makeup and I'm, you know, playing out someone else's fantasies. It's fun to get to film myself and show you how I like to be sexy.
Yeah.
I like that. And, you know, the Vine definitely, I didn't even realize how big, like, Vine After Dark has been getting.
Oh, that's
like, my girlfriend was telling me, like, oh, you need to check out the Vine porn on here. It's sexy as hell. And I'm like, what?
Like, yeah, we're restricted on there.
I just have to show you.
Show me a little. Show me this.
This is, if it'll load. Okay, I feel like I have
I
to.
I hate when that happens. When you, like, want to show them something sexy and cute.
Just one of yours when it loads, if it does.
All right, but that definitely does. But we do have, I know there's some phone calls coming through. 866-987-2570. Say what?
We got one right
okay,
now.
Okay, let's get through. Right, let's get through.
Hello, Matt.
Hello?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Matt, what's your question for the night?
Oh, I'm curious about the whole like double dildo thing. Is that like a regular thing for you ladies, or is it not?
We have a funny story.
We just tried that for the first time actually like a couple weeks ago, and
it was the first time either of us have ever used one or seen one in person. And before the scene, we maybe played around with it obnoxiously for about half an hour, throwing it in the air, hitting each other with it.
Oh my god.
Jiggling it, because it's like this long and it just fucking, it wobbles. And
it's a little sticky too. It kept getting like little like, weird things.
It is very difficult to use. I understand why it's hot, but it's, if you see a scene with two girls using one and they look good doing it, they are amazing performers.
More power to them.
That's ab strength. That's a lot of work there.
I always like have thought like if chicks like scissor like in reality, I mean, do you think like they would yell scissor me timbers?
Okay, we what?
You called to say that.
He really did.
That was worth calling. I'm happy you got through. I'm gonna use that.
Can we just say that scissoring is just not even fucking attractive? I fucking hate scissoring.
It looks kind of cool, but yeah, nah. I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to quote you on that, my next girl on Girl Matt. You're going to hear it.
That's going to be on Sunday.
I'm going to moan it loudly.
Yes. Oh, you got to do
I'll
it.
Please
it
do,
because it's going to be live. They can't edit that out.
There you go.
Perfect. You can't stop me.
Where can they find that? Matt, I know you want to see this.
It's Immoral Live. It's going to be a live stream show this Sunday, I believe, is the all girl. It might be this Sunday. I don't know. I might be telling lies. Check out our Twitters, which you should do anyways. But you will find little fun photo mashups.
Everything that we have coming up is on our Twitter, so every upcoming thing that you want to see us in, it's going to be on there.
Plus, you can see us naked, because we're not right now.
There you go. Yep.
Unfortunately.
That's all fucking huge stream, I have to say. But people are wondering, okay, who has the tongue ring? Who has the clip piercing? They want to know about the piercing.
Why don't you talk about your piercings, Emma?
Yeah, she just threw me under the bus on that one.
Oh, no. What happened?
I have my ears pierced.
Okay. I love your earrings, by the way.
I'm a little behind on the piercing game.
A little bit.
I have a little bit of a fear of it. The only thing I can handle is my ears. I'm a total pussy.
I wouldn't want anything else on you, no.
The clit is not...
That's dangerous. I'm not willing to take it.
Hell no.
I have to say, I did it when I first got into college, and I was like, okay, take this shit.
Become a lesbian for a little bit? Why was that your college phase thing?
No, there were several things. I mean, I was always bisexual. Oh, I knew that. So I was like, fuck that. I wasn't a lug lesbian until graduation.
You couldn't have like a sorority phase or something? You had to do the clit piercing?
I did the clit piercing. I did the tattoo on my hip.
Hey, it says a lot about you.
A lot of it, yeah.
Even if you took it out, I mean, you're still hardcore because I would never let people shove a needle through my clit.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I was scared because I'm like, wait, I can lose what kind of sensation? I fucking love my clit.
I'm sorry.
That scared the hell out of me.
It's pretty obvious that's what we have here. We can't lose that.
So, like, when my friend told me, she was like, yeah, dude, I lost the sensation. I'm like, oh, no. Nope, take it out of me. I don't want it in. I think I maybe kept it in for about 2 months. And I hated it because I used to bike ride to school.
Oh, what? Baby.
So I was fuck no. God. So I was getting off, you know, in San Francisco. That's where I went to college at.
That's a bike town.
Yeah, it's a bike town. So it was just, you know, going down those hills, going up the hills. No.
Hitting a bump.
No, those were the worst. Oof. And people like wonder why am I huffing so loud. It's like, I'm not tired. I'm just feeling a little roused, you know? Yeah. Give me about 5 seconds in the bathroom. Let me readjust and then go to class. Fuck that shit.
No, that's one of those hard ones. I'm the one with all the piercings. I have my tongue done, my lip done, my ears are gauged. I have dermals in my hips.
Wow. Wait a second. Show us the hip dermals.
Yeah, this I got.
I'm curious. Okay. Let's all show it. Let's show it on the
camera. I can get it. Oh, I can get up there. You don't even. Oh, or you can come to me. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, here's where I'm going to show you porn stars are actually people because I ate a lot today and my pants were already unbuttoned.
See? Oh, that's fucking hot. Shot. Oh, wait. Let's see if we can bring it around a little more.
Right there.
Ooh.
This one. Yep.
That's sexy. Now, did that hurt like a bitch?
Yes. It really, really did hurt like a bitch.
Oh, my God.
So bad. They take a long time to heal, but at this point, I kind of get, like, they added a sensation. You get like a little warm tingle and you bump into it.
That's like right where my tattoo is around that time. Yeah. Around that area, actually.
Before I got it done, I got them done when I was pretty young and I wanted it for a long time. This is my favorite part of my body. So
really?
It's my favorite part of any body.
It's
especially
sexy,
on
right?
guys. Every time, it's hilarious. Every time we see an attractive guy with a really deep V, we're just like, oh my gosh. Like we just look at each other and freak out.
And just want to lick it, right?
Man. Oh, God.
I think every guy right now is creaming in their pants. Creaming, shooting.
I would hope so.
Come on now. Blow your loads, men. Go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead.
Go stalk us on the internet. We have years upon years of things, all sorts of different things to masturbate to.
There you go. Now, there's a question for Emma. Someone said, is there a sexual act that you will not do on camera?
Oh, I have to think about that one.
Okay.
It's not.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
We just got banned.
Huh?
We just got banned off of Ustream.
Son of a bitch.
For showing a fucking piercing.
Yeah. Well, no, because it went away from the talk. We actually showed a little skin.
Oh my God. That's... You fucking assholes.
What do we do?
No, they just removed us. That's bullshit.
Can they even still hear us at all?
No, they can still hear us. I mean, but that's just bullshit.
Oh, yeah, no, we're still
that's fucking
show.
Bullshit.
All right.
Fuck, so we can talk whatever the fuck we
want.
Well,
shit, now you really have to
God
go.
Goddamn.
Now you have to go look at pictures of us.
Now we can do nudity. No,
so I can, still, wow. I can still answer my question, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. People
so now we know.
Well, I mean, shit, I still haven't thought about my answer.
Well, I'll say this. She is more sexually adventurous than I am, even, and I've been doing it a year. She's got...
How inappropriate am I allowed to be?
I'm going to say blow bang right now, so follow that with what you want.
I think I'm, like, blowing 3 guys, and then I have to... have sex with another or something. It's really crazy. I've never done anything like that in my life.
So nothing like of the big gangbang scenes.
No,
then.
and I
won't
really
do that.
It's really funny to me because I thought I was going to freak out, but when he told me, I was like, Oh, yeah. Hell, that's going to be awesome. Okay. Yeah.
And I was so shocked because I've been in it a year and I still really won't do gangbangs. And when she told me she was doing it, I was like, are you sure?
Well, it's not a gangbang, really.
Well, it's not, a blow band. It's
but,
still
I mean,
a lot
I've
of
never,
dudes.
I've never.
She was like,
blown
yeah, I'm totally fine.
At a time.
Totally fine.
There you go.
So, I mean, I've never heard of somebody that just says, like, oh, we automatically have, like, our restrictions, which is good. Because a lot of, I mean, it's good to have, though, because, I mean, is it true that you usually have on your contracts, is it a whole list of, like, what you're able to do, what you're not able to do, that
whole
kind of
thing? Yeah, it's
what
you decide
you want
to do, yeah.
We do more than a lot of girls. I try, you know, I try to do as much as I can. Like,
yeah.
Why not?
Exactly. Just, like, let it have it. Let them have it. For sure. All right. So a lot of shit just went down in the studio. I'm like, Dr. Sam's trying to pull it up. We got banned from Ustream.
Oh,
we got
gosh,
Sadie
I'm
Kennedy
sorry.
And Emma Snow. We are still taking phone calls, 866-987-2570. So if you guys do want to call in, if you're still listening, I love it.
Please.
Love you guys to death. And of course, there's also the podcast, which is all good and dandy. Now, ladies, talking back to the lingerie, I want to also do a game. I think it's time for a game that we like to call the Dirty List. Are you guys down for a game?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Always.
So this game, the Dirty List, it gets a little raunchy. We're going to name off some sexual plays, and you guys are going to guess. No. Actually, or should we have them? I'm trying to think. How did we do it the last time?
I'm not good at guessing games. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you several different words, and if it sounds sexy enough, you'll say, yes, I'll do it. And then we'll explain to you guys what you agreed to.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
So almost like you're bandless, but they're all just different sexual acts, and y'all can say yes to these or no to these, but you have to pick one out of the three that we pick for you guys, okay? So who wants to go first?
You should go first.
I'll go first.
You'll
I'll
go first,
honest,
Emma? Okay.
I'm done tweeting about... How confident I feel that my hips were so sexy.
Right?
Ustream banded.
Ustream banned her hips. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all just doing that mess.
Like True Live Crew. You just got banned for awesome shit.
Exactly. Just for a fucking piercing.
We are True Live Crew now.
Yeah.
Just came down to that. All right. So would you do the Bismarck, Block in the Box, or the Cajun Dipstick?
Block in the Box sounds really bad. I already know what that's going to be. What was the third one?
The third one was the Cajun Dipstick.
That's not a
that
good
That was
word.
My that's... entire time in Miami, so.
that's okay, well, referencing that, then I'm going to go with the first one.
The Bismarck sounds like something.
It sounds something, like, not classy good. I know, I already
sounds
know.
Sounds like
it's
creepy
not,
white guy.
Yeah. It sounds like a bit like a 40-year-old man or something. I don't know. What is it?
Y'all familiar with the strawberry shortcake, right?
No.
Okay, so basically...
I mean, the typical food, yeah.
So basically, right before you're about to come, you're going to pull... God. The guy is going to pull out of you, and he's going to shoot all over your face, and then he's going to follow up with a punch and smear blood and jizz together all over your face, therefore calling it the Bismarck, or aka the strawberry shortcake.
Oh my.
Or, you know, Chris Brown's favorite sex position. I mean, whichever you want to call it.
Or I like to call it a big lawsuit.
Yes.
Just bought me a house.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and a really hilarious story to tell.
We picked the worst one, didn't we?
Y'all picked the worst one.
We picked
the
worst one.
Shit.
What was the Cajun Dipstick?
Okay, so the Cajun Dipstick.
Does that relate to my...
You take your cock out of the pooper, mix it in a pool of dip.
As soon as I heard dipstick, I knew it came out of the bowl.
Oh, this is nasty and wrong, too. So basically, the dude pulls his cock out, and he pulls it out of her ass, and then mixes it in a pool of dip spit. In the small part of her back.
No.
And then inserts the fucking dip back into her ass.
This
so you're asking for some sexual.
So you're
going to
get
right
a nicotine
there.
Rush, right?
Wait a second. Wait,
like dip spit or like chip dip?
Are these real things that people do?
Some people do this shit.
I mean, usually I'm all for fetishes, you know, whatever
right.
gets your dick hard, but really, like.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Are these things, do they consent to these first?
I would hope so.
Will these people ever find love?
Are these a list of pranks that all the high schooler kids do?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, these are like some actual sexual acts that people proclaim that they do, according to AskMen.com.
I'm glad
I have some weird sex acts, but I mean.
Yeah, this shit just takes it all.
I'm glad I've never been booked for occasion dipstick.
Right? So now, you know, someone says, you
know. I don't know how much you pay me.
Is to be like, so if you want to do a scene called The Dipstick, would you be down for that? No.
Oh, but it's $3,000. I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'll take it at 10.
My ass too much. You'll take it for 10?
I'd take it for, yeah. Oh, I almost had to take it for less than that. I mean, I don't know. I'm even surprised by where I draw the line sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, oh no, you know, like I don't want to make out with tongue in the mouth, but then I'm like, yeah, spit on me, whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't like guys who use a lot of tongue.
Not a lot of tongue?
Yeah, because I like suffocate.
Just too sloppy.
I honestly just don't know what to do when it comes to the tongue part. I like, you just rub tongues. It's weird. It's like, what are we doing? We're just my tongue is on your tongue? Okay.
I can just kiss your lips and it's totally fine. We don't have to use tongue and it's
maybe a little tongue, yeah. But like, why are you licking the
not
back
like,
of my throat?
Right. Like intense making out. That always freaks me out.
Dang.
Because then how do you stop that? You're just like, yeah, that was fun.
That's true.
But can we not do that anymore?
It's almost like, now, does that also apply for the real life, too? So not just, like, on camera, but, you know, there's like, sloppy kissers out there.
Oh, that was me talking
That
about,
was for real life.
Okay.
That was for real life.
On camera, tongues for days.
On camera,
I'll
do whatever
tongue.
You want. I'm getting paid. That's
right.
How it is. It's, like, whatever he wants to do.
I like to make it look sexy.
Yeah. So.
There you go.
Plus, I get into a little zone when I'm on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
we have our little playlist that we play before, like while we're going to shoots to pump us up.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It is a YouTube playlist, which I will actually post on my Twitter if you guys are curious to know what pumps me up for porn. But it's got some like Hollywood Undead, not so tasteful music, but really,
but
really
it
loud
does,
music.
It
Selena
does,
Gomez,
like,
Britney Spears.
A lot of the songs have lyrics that are so explicit, like you can't help but be like, damn, I kind of want
to. No, I have to say, some of that rap, I love the rap songs, even just like some of the rock songs where it's like the filthier the better. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? Fuck me to that.
Yeah.
Like when they get more aggressive, oh my God. There's mm-hmm. just something about it where I'm like, yes.
Are you familiar with Do It Like a Dude by Jessie J?
Are you kidding?
That one's a power song. That's a sexy one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's fucking hot as
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, she is.
Hurt and, oh God, there was a song by Fifi Dobson. I was obsessed with her. And she has a song like, it's almost like Do It Like a Dude. Oh, it's called If I Were a Boy. Almost like Beyonce's song. But it's a little bit more
Beyonce's
rockier and edgier. That's just too slow for me.
Yeah.
Like this
Jessie
one
J,
is
like
more.
I could be a dude. I could really be a dude.
And especially her dude.
Mm.
I mean, I love her with the bald hair. Mm-hmm. The bald hair, I think it's sexier for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely sexier. All right. You're not getting away with this, Sadie. You're going to answer some questions too,
okay,
girl.
Let's do this.
All right. The Chocolate Cha-Cha.
Oh, God.
I don't like that.
The Dirty Elvis.
That's not any better.
And the Flaming Amazon.
Oh, that's
okay, well, I mean, Elvis involves hair, and I swear to God, my number one pet peeve with porn is lube and shit in my hair, so I don't know. I almost want to say the first one just because I already do anal and I figure that's what it involves.
Okay. We can do that. We can do
that. I could probably live with that.
Although the way that they say it is
nope,
kind of
it probably
weird
involves
shit.
Poop. Can I have the last one? Can I have the Amazon?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah. Amazon. Let's do the Amazon because that definitely.
Never mind.
Is all,
oh,
just...
I never answered that question from earlier. I will never do anything involving poop. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no, we don't do poop. No.
Good.
No, I'm sorry.
I would hope not. Have any like of your fans asked? Like, what's the most outrageous request that a fan has asked of you guys?
Oh, holy.
They
oh
don't really
God.
Get too creative with it. It's usually just like, I'm so
when I was
hard.
Camming, when I was camming, I would do private, like, you know, people can pay for privates. I did some weird things. I did some weird ones. One time someone wanted me to do some pretty sacrilegious stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you can say it.
I masturbated on a hotel Bible.
What?
Yeah, look, they wanted
a
Bible.
What?
The money was sitting there, and he wasn't gonna go through with it if I didn't have a Bible and I was in a hotel. So I was like, this is the first and only time that I've needed one of these, because they don't use them. No one uses hotel Bibles.
That's
anyway.
True. I've seen so many people just writing shit on it, like I fuck so many.
And if you
people
see
people
this.
Who need Bibles to go to the hotels, definitely bring their Bibles with them. If it's that important to them, they don't need that one.
Finding God in a Marriott in Miami.
I'm curious, what kind of masturbation did you do on this Bible? Like, did you come?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, that Bible's ruined.
So you squirted all over
it? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I got paid a lot, but yeah. And I kind of felt bad as I was doing it. It was like in the moment thing, because it was cam, so it's live and it's like impulsive, but then I kind of felt bad afterwards and I was like, do I try to pray and apologize, or do I just like...
Just let it
cold
happen.
Shoulder, like, just forget about that part.
Yeah,
because chances are it probably wasn't blessed.
Ooh.
I mean, if it makes you sleep better, I mean, it probably wasn't blessed. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't think... At the end of the day. I don't think they mass bless Bibles for hotels.
Like, here you go. Let me put some holy water on it. All right, send it up to floor two. It's fine. It's all good and dandy. I mean, hell, there's a hotel in England that literally replaced all the Bibles with 50 Shades of Grey. I would never
be better to leave condoms in there instead of Bibles. Right. Like, shit, some people use other than to roll their blunts with.
Exactly. There we go. I smoked out of the Bible once.
Who hasn't?
Shoot. It's a good rolling paper.
It is.
It
great
is.
Rolling
paper.
You just paper. Gotta find like a blank page, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want that ink. That's bad.
No, fuck. Have the holy ink on there. Fuck that shit. You might get
rebel.
Some like, yes, you might get inspired afterwards. I don't know. Fuck that shit.
Fucking inspired
fuck
afterwards.
It. Find an old exactly. play. Find an old play and smoke some Shakespeare.
There you go. You never know. Like that movie, How High, you know, they were fucking smoking out dead guys, cutting off parts, and there you go. Ace and Tess.
Damn.
Can do that.
I've
so
never gone
knows?
That hard. I wish I could. Right. Without going to prison.
All right, so the flaming... You said you wanted the flaming Amazon.
The flaming Amazon. It kind of sounds like my pubes right now, but that's okay.
She's just inclined to pick it because she's got this blazing red hair.
Yeah,
there you go.
My pubes are bright red.
Well, I mean, it kind of does have to deal with it. I mean,
I have a little.
Do you like fire?
I love fire.
You like fire play?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right, so basically, the guy's going to fuck you, and when he's about to come, he's going to pull out, and he's going to grab the nearest lighter and set your pubes on fire.
Yow.
Yow.
Exactly. I mean, it would take the whole meaning to, you know, flaming bush to whole new meaning, but...
I would have to have some serious pubes.
Right.
So
then
just
they said
slap
that,
it out real quick.
Yeah, because they said also that to extinguish it, they say that you should just come on her, but I'm like trying
that
to
takes
think,
so long.
How does Jay's extinguish a fire? Like,
and can you even?
Is
like,
that what
I don't trust the
keeping
aim.
In extinguishers? Is that?
Hey, they don't call them firemen for nothing. I guess I don't know. It's just.
Could you imagine how sad? Like, if all the firemen just showed up to a house fire and just furiously masturbating?
I feel like that's like somebody's next porn idea.
That
honestly.
Is the most hilarious mental image. Just like really stressed out about it.
Just like, all right, let's just do a minute. Whoop it out. Come on. Yes.
Neighbors
you know, or just
run
get the biggest
help.
Squirters. Get some squirters, you know, get you on the side, you
oh,
know.
God.
Get a toy and just fucking like extinguish the fires out. There you go. Fucking come all over them.
Meanwhile, the house is burned down.
Right. I mean, who knows? Who
just
knows?
Masturbating to
the
someone's family.
The family inside is not
family
only...
Home.
Yes.
They're not only trapped, but now there's a bunch of random strangers furiously masturbating instead of saving them.
Can you imagine what the headlines
How
would be afterwards?
Why weren't we banned from Ustream for this?
It's right. Like, we get banned for showing some hip, but we're talking about jizzing on Bibles. We're talking about
literally,
flaming bushes.
From this
the
is Bible. One of the
smoking
most
from the Bible.
Inappropriate... Probably the most inappropriate 5 minutes on Ustream.
There you go.
That's what you get. I my cam company banned me once or twice, and I just...
What?
I got a warning. I got a warning once for having music on or something, and I got belligerent. I was like, you're not going to ban me. And they totally did, but I went out with a bang. Some
there
loud
you go.
Music and belligerence, so... I feel your pain getting taken
thank
off air.
Thank you. I think that's stupid, though. Why, you know, out of the band thing, I would never think that, you know, porn stars who get banned from their own camera site. Like, that's stupid as hell.
Well, I mean, you get banned if you have music on because of copyrights, or okay. if you do something that they don't agree with, or you give out an address or your Skype or something, or if you smoke weed, which was for that once. But someone asked me to. Like, when you get requests, you do your requests. Right. However, you can drink on camera.
And that doesn't make any fucking sense.
You can get shit-faced, but like...
But you can't smoke.
No, you can't even pee on camera, but you can get shit-faced. Like, all right, well, sure.
Well, what if you get shit-faced and then accidentally piss yourself? You know, people get that way sometimes. I mean, fuck. I mean, I'm not saying
that
I do
it. At that point, you're not even doing a cam show anymore. You are like a live art exhibit of a train wreck. Right? You're inspiration. You're changing someone else's view on things.
Exactly. I mean... To each their own. I mean, what the fuck? But people are fucking crazy out there. People are fucking crazy. Dang.
So are we doing one more round of this?
We can do one more round. You're into this already. I can tell a little kinky over here. A little young face.
I think we're waiting for one that we actually want to do, but okay. I don't think it's going to happen.
Let's see. All right. Game of Smiles. Glazed Donut. Or the pink glove.
All of those sound good, but the last one, because I think that would be internally damaging.
I think I'd pick... I love glazed donuts so much, and I don't want to ruin that, because I know it will. Yeah. let's go with pink glove. That sounds innocent enough.
Pink glove? Okay.
Not Game of Smiles?
Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of Game of Thrones, and I don't want to find out.
All right, well, pink glove... So, I guess this happens, you know, when a girl's not wet enough.
Pink glove.
Pink glove.
Oh, the glove part changes everything. I thought it was pink love. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, okay.
All right. Your face tells me that.
It just doesn't make sense, but I mean, I'm going to read it. It just says that it happens when a girl doesn't get wet enough, so you pull out to give her the money, and then the inside of her twat sticks to your penis.
Oh, it's called a snapback.
Okay, I've never heard of that,
that's
but...
That's a term that we have in porn.
Okay, explain.
A snap... Oh, gosh. That's about to get gross and graphic. Okay. There's an angle in porn where a girl's on top, and, you know, you ever see when, like, a dick is big or something, and a little there's, like, a little bit that comes of her vagina that kind of comes back when he pulls
back? Yeah.
That's a snapback where it's tight, so it's going in and out.
Does it hurt? I mean,
no, and it's like it happens every time everyone has sex. You just really only see it in porn because you know you can't
right.
from that angle. You just see the slight, and you're like, "Dang, that girl's tight. She has a snapback."
Damn,
that is me quoting Steve Dash out of Miami. On the off chance he hears that,
hey, I mean, I like that term better than pink love. I mean,
well, I just ran the term snapback for you. So
there we go. Well, thank you. I like that. I learned a new term today. I didn't know about snapback, so fuck. Fucking do it. All right. Pencil sharpener. Oh, pearl necklace. I'll give you an easy one.
We know what that one is.
That's a common
one. We do that every day.
Or the purple mushroom.
I did that one today. Not the purple
mushroom. Purple mushroom sounds like it doesn't involve my body parts. What was the first one?
The first one was the pencil sharpener.
Oh, God. That sounds
the purple mushroom has got to do with the dude's balls. It has to.
I feel like
it has something to do with circulation and stuff.
As long as it's not me, purple mushroom. Because pencil sharpener sounds dangerous too.
Yeah, I mean pencil sharpener is a little rough.
I want to know what pencil sharpener is.
I'm assuming the penis is the pencil.
So basically, you're just giving some rough head with teeth.
Oh.
Sucking hard and basically you scrape his dick.
Woo! Some dudes are into that.
No,
that's true.
No, they're not.
Some guys do like their dicks big.
No, they don't.
There was a guy.
That's
he liked it when I would bite like the side of his dick.
Oh,
he just I don't know for some reason like he would say like kiss it but now bite it.
No,
and I'm like, doesn't that hurt? Like
he
was like,
how hard would you bite it?
Not like super hard, but you know, give him like little love bites. But he would just like. When you chomped on his dick a little bit.
Nah.
I know some dudes
that's
like
not natural.
Little, when you graze, you just gently every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found, okay, this is graphic, but I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point.
Go graphic.
When a guy is eating me out, sometimes when he grazes his teeth down along my clit, it feels better than if your finger was there.
Yeah.
You just have to do it with the right pressure. It feels amazing, though.
It feels great.
It's like, I could go into all the logistics, but I won't. There's a certain way I like it done, and like I still haven't found someone who does it right.
Really?
I ask people like in my personal life like not to do it because I'm just like I already know it's not like it's okay.
Right.
So because okay. I know
you're
what
just
I want.
Like you're okay with
I
it.
I know what I want, and I'm pretty sure the only person who's gonna be able to do it right is a girl because they get it.
That I mean, yeah, because. I've had some bad experiences. Like, we always talk about it. Like, I've gotten my clit just really, like, bit.
What? Oh, me too. And I've been
like I asked him to bite it, but I'm not like, dude, take
just,
a fucking chunk.
A little nibble on it, you know?
Right. And, like, they've heard the story. It's just, like, it was swollen, couldn't wear pants.
What?
Had to go to the doctor, make sure, like, you know, I had to get a tetanus shot. I'm like, dude, you're fucking chomping it off like a fucking werewolf. Like, what are you doing?
That's not good.
You know, but I totally understand. It's like, now that I'm with the chick, yeah, you start to notice, like, okay, yeah, we know our pussies.
Yeah,
we
know
exactly what we want.
The physical chemistry is, I mean, pretty much so automatically different. There. Once you're attracted to them, it's
on. It's that's on it. It's all on and popping. That's the way to do it. All right, I got another game for you guys.
Oh,
one
boy.
More.
Yes. Okay.
One more. It's just called the Valentine's Day Myth.
Punch that in for me real quick.
What am I doing?
This is your Ustream password.
I just
is
gave
that
it to
same
you.
One?
Yeah, just okay. Do that one.
Are we going back on air?
We might be. Oh, we might be going sweet. Back on the Ustream.
Well, they had no right to take it down anyways.
They really did. They had no...
I mean, fuck, hip skin is no different than, like, arm skin.
Yeah.
I can't believe maybe that they allow such, like, verbal explicitness. But
yeah. That's the original
maybe
one.
Your
B try
was
that.
Too intense.
I mean, they are just stupid. That's what it is. Okay, so it's dealing with Valentine's Day. It's the best way to do the fuck the Valentine's Day. You guys might say false or true. It's up to you guys.
Okay.
So some people agree. Is it true or false that it's okay to skip Valentine's Day?
True.
Okay. Some people say it's false, but I agree with you guys. You should skip it.
I mean,
or just do it like low key, like you guys said, go to the club.
But if you choose to skip it, which I will probably end up skipping it just because I didn't even realize it was like 2 days from now. If you choose mm-hmm. to skip it, whatever you do that day, whether you didn't acknowledge a day, when everyone else asks, they're going to judge you based on that. Like if you're just like, oh yeah, you know, I just ran some errands and watched an entire season of Monk.
Yeah.
That's going to translate to
and I say fuck the people that are going to judge you for that too. If you want to go out and have a good time and that's your sense of fun.
Yeah, just don't.
And skipping it that way, then fuck it. Go and do it.
Yeah, don't make a big deal out of it either. I mean, if you're going to skip Valentine's Day so you can make your friends feel stupid for celebrating it, then you're not doing it right. You're not doing it for yourself.
You're
you
bitter.
And you're being really like, oh, well, I skipped it this year. It's like, no one actually really cares that you
right.
skipped it. That's you did it
unless
for
you're throwing a party.
Yeah,
make a deal out of it if you're having an actual event.
If you're doing it to like impress people to like be a contrarian just to be an ass, then you're not doing it for the right reason.
I say fuck Valentine's Day, get all your ladies, get everyone, and just get
you
wild.
You should love people every day of the year. I don't know why we have to dedicate a whole day to it. That's
exactly.
That's not nearly enough than what people actually need in their lives.
That's the best way to do it.
Why don't you feel love enough in your relationship that you have to actually go out of your way for it? What the
fuck? Like, oh, I have
like
to
more
go
people
on a...
go out of their way on Valentine's Day than they would on any other day of the year, especially for those who are in relationships. Like, they don't go all out for their anniversary, but yet they'll go all out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, why do you have to wait till your anniversary or Valentine's Day to get your wife some flowers? Why don't you just, you know, one day you think about how much you love her and you're just like, well, I haven't gotten her something nice in a while. You
right.
get her some flowers because you love her, not because it's Valentine's Day and you're like, crap, if I don't, she'll be mad. You don't get her things so she won't be mad. You get her things so you can surprise her. And it's not a surprise if it's Valentine's Day.
And ladies, why do you need chocolate to understand that a man loves you when he sees you with acne medication, like spa treatment, and your hair in a bun, and you're wearing like stained underwear, and he still like touches you? That should be enough affirmation alone.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. The second one. You're saving money for vacation together, so it's okay to skip it. So these are like what we were just talking about now, people in relationships. They're like, well, you know, we don't necessarily have to go out on vacation, but we also don't have to do anything for Valentine's Day. So do you believe that's true or false? Like, if you guys both say that you're saving money together, just skip Valentine's Day altogether.
Well, sure. But I mean, if you're going to set aside money for Valentine's Day anyways, why not just do something that doesn't cost money instead of
Yeah, I mean, you don't just have you don't have to go out and buy things. If the only way you know your boyfriend or your husband loves you is because he buys you things, then I'm sorry. He's your sugar daddy. That's not genuine at all. Like, honey, I got you chocolates. It's like, okay, but you sleep on the couch. So I don't understand. This isn't love.
Right. I like it. Y'all got some good answers for sure. Okay. Dinner is a Valentine's Day staple.
Kill me. That's the first thing I think of Valentine's Day. It just feels like so...
Roses, chocolates, and dinner. Like, that's...
It just feels forced. There is no way I could go to Valentine's Day dinner ever in my life and not feel like it is completely just because... Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, one thing I can...
Obligated.
One thing I can understand is maybe if a couple... I mean, the first place they met or something, like a year before, they've been dating for a year, was at this restaurant. And it's very sentimental to them. If it's sentimental to you and it's not for, like, commercial reasons, like... Like something everyone does and you feel obligated to do it because it's Valentine's Day. That's fine. But, I mean, you guys are in love for unique reasons because you guys are very similar. You should, like, you know.
It's boring.
Utilize your guys' similarities and go do something that...
Cool.
Yeah.
There's cooler, more personal things to do. I would put going out for dinner to a nice place on Valentine's Day on the same level as... like visiting a new city and wearing a souvenir t-shirt while you're still in the damn city.
Yeah.
Like, really, you're just doing it because you are thinking you have to do it.
Yes.
That's right. You know what? Seriously, I'm with y'all. It's Valentine's Day.
No, seriously. When I found out that was the topic, I was like, thank God.
I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, the only reason we have these opinions is because... we're single and they think we're like bitter lesbians or something. That's not how it is at all. We are. But that's not how it is at all. Honestly, if I was in a relationship, my past relationships, I've always despised it just because I don't want to have to set aside one day where my man pretends to like me.
I like that. And that's a spoken true word, though, honestly, because like we said the whole time, why would you set aside one day to do all that bullshit that you can do 365 days a year?
Yeah.
Like, right. Every day should be fucking goddamn Valentine's Day.
Maybe
at the end
not
of the day.
Not to that level, but if you ever need to go through grand gestures of love, you should do it when you feel it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There have been days where I've been like, shit, I am going to go to the store and buy all of your favorite things, and I'm going to be sexy when you get home, and I'm going to let you watch football after I'm going to ask to
That's
cuddle.
Just something you do out of the kindness of your heart, not because it's February 14th.
That's so true. Like, don't give them the just because flowers, or, you know, even men do like flowers every now and then, you know, giving them something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
You know, making them their favorite meal, or giving them their
my mom constantly buys my dad new razors, and he's stoked on it.
There you go.
It's the little things. Yes. You know, it's the things you know that they want. You know,
exactly.
And don't even get me started on anniversaries, man. I see them in the same light as Valentine's Day.
Oh God,
hell yeah!
It is the little things. Like, we're staying with Scott Lyons, and every time I come home from somewhere, he really likes candy. I just make a point to stop at a gas station and pick him up some Skittles, and the freaking appreciation.
Because you got those Skittles.
Yeah, because it's just, it's a nice gesture. I care, and he cares, and bam.
It doesn't matter.
And you know what, guys? Sorry. Go.
It's totally fine. It doesn't matter if it's like, you know, 80 cent candy. It's the fact that you went out of your way, and you did it not so that you could be like holding it above their head if you wanted a favor, just because you care about them.
I want to see him smile, yo.
That's right. Or like my boy said, March 14th. Is the men's Valentine's Day, or aka the steak and blowjob day. Do you guys agree with that, or you're just like, fuck that holiday too?
I have an annual tradition of sending an embarrassing amount of nude, like just blowing people's phone up with nudes.
Really?
Yep. I'm just going to send them to everyone this year.
Happy Do Valentine's it, girl.
Day. Single or not. I mean, if you're not single, hey. If you are, at least you're not sad anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. But say fuck Valentine's Day any way that you like. I used to do the whole fuck your Valentine's Day palooza, and it would last all fucking weekend. It had to be all single women, all single guys. We'd do flag football on Sundays. We'd do horror movie Saturdays. We'd stay in or go out to dinner, get extremely fucked up, then come back to my pad.
Oh, of course.
Watch some horror films, smoke a blunt, drink, fucking pass out, whatever fucking happens that night, that's all you. Friday, go to the club.
We're going
to
do what we want to do on Valentine's Day. We're going to treat it the same day as every day, and we will be happy Because we'll be exactly. doing what we want to do at the moment.
And you're probably sending a hell of a lot more money than everybody probably blowing it. Right. And the funny thing is, a lot of people, they're saying now that there are more breakups on Valentine's Day itself.
Or the day before. That's a weird thread.
Oh, yeah.
The day before.
Or the day before prom. It's always the day before. It's always the day before something.
Yes.
Your birthday. Mediocre. Christmas. And
day before
somehow.
Christmas.
Day before Christmas. That's what happened to Dr. Sam, actually, this year.
That's happened
New Year's
to me.
Eve. Like, yeah. right at midnight. Yeah. I'm not into this.
What the fuck?
I could acknowledge
that. That happened to you?
No. Hell no.
Oh, I was going to say, Jesus.
I'm sure it's happened to someone, and I'm sorry for them.
Cut their tit and their boobs off. That's some bullshit.
I'm sorry for everyone that's been broken up with.
Like, yeah, really, though.
Just comfort yourself with porn and internet.
That's what we do. And speaking of porn and internet, ladies, thank you so much for coming by. You know, even dealing with the crazy bullshit of Ustream. But you know what? It's all good because that's why we got podcasts.
Which will be fixed by next week.
Exactly.
I really apologize for that, but I'm also kind of like, I feel a little...
That's accomplished.
Yeah. That's bomb as shit.
No, that's a badge of honor. You just banned the. You
Somebody
just got
saw
this
that and was like, no.
That's true. Like, it's awesome.
Or on Ustream, whatever.
Some 50-year-old white dude just got a little bit too nervous and had to shut that one down.
Right? And he was like, fuck this. I can't take it.
Some 15-year-old was listening to Cajun Dipstick, but he couldn't handle those dermals. He really could not.
No, could not handle it. And it's funny because we finally reached our 50,000 mark. So it was just like. Thank you.
Hey, no, you know what? That's
awesome. 50,000 viewers.
Not at one time.
Oh, okay. We had about 7,000 before the stream just went. That was it.
Woo!
Yes. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
No, honestly. And y'all are welcome anytime. But I do have to say.
Have us all the time. I'd live here.
So once again, Sadie, Emma, where can we find you guys?
I am Sadie Kennedy, XXX. S-A-D-I-E. I don't know why people can't spell that. On Twitter and on pretty much everything else. That's where you can find my vines and my photos and me and Emma in the bathtub every day.
Yeah, every single day. Mine is Emma Snow XXX, and that's the same for my Vine as well. I don't have an Instagram just yet.
All right. And I'm Ms. Radio Sapphire, M-S-R-A-D-I-O Sapphire. All right. You can find me on the Kick, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all under that. Or if you want to get in touch with me just to ask some questions and get to know me a little bit more, just email sapphire@eroticcityradio.com. Be sure to check out the podcast, of course, on the iTunes and Podomatic the following day. Much love to you guys. I'll see you guys next Wednesday because Monday is a holiday and I won't be in town. So I'll catch y'all on hump day next week. Later.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lips.